Defending someone accused of a crime that wounded a nation is a brutal job, but it's one Robert Precht can appreciate. He represented Mohamed Salame, the man convicted in 1994 for his connection to the World Trade Center truck bombing.
It was truly luck of the draw. I was an assistant federal public defender at the time, and the defenders in our office each have duty days in which you have to represent anyone who's brought to court that day.
Some people objected to this and let you know about it.
Yes, they certainly did. Early in the case, I received threatening phone calls on my home phone in Manhattan, and I had to change my number. And I remember very clearly during the trial, taking the subway home one evening and being accosted by a man in the subway who pointed an accusing finger at me and said, "How can you defend those Arabs?" And I responded, "I'm trying to ensure that this man gets a fair trial, but I don't think I persuaded that citizen."
So you tell people that if constitutional rights are suspended for some, they can be suspended for others.
I try to make that point. What I try to do at the end of the day was simply to humanize my client. And if they are going to convict, I want them to convict a human being, not some cartoon of evil.
What if you had gotten him off?
Well, I would have had very conflicting feelings. On the one hand, I would have thought that he did receive a fair trial, that we had managed to lower the emotionalism of the moment and that the jury had looked at the evidence dispassionately. But to be honest, there would have been a side of me that would have wondered, is he going to try to do this again? So that really marked my whole experience in the case. I felt torn between my duty as a lawyer to try to humanize my client and defend my client as best I could, and at the same time, my loyalty as an American, because after all, my client and the other defendants were being charged with assaulting a system of which I'm a part and of which I'm very proud. So I always felt that conflict.
Have you had any regrets?
Interesting question. Yes, I do have a regret. I received quite a bit of pressure from my bosses not to be confrontational in the courtroom. In retrospect, it certainly is something I should have considered more seriously, because at a certain point in the trial, I really became quite convinced that given the fact that the government had leaked the evidence and all of the press against my client, that there was no way he was going to receive a fair trial. And given that realization, I think it was probably my duty as a lawyer to cast more doubt on the legitimacy of the trial than I did at the time.
If anyone representing these suspects were to call you on this round, would you go back into the courtroom and defend one of these people?
I think I would, because I think it is extremely important, especially in this highly charged environment of fear and of hatred, for lawyers to do their part to show that the criminal justice system can work. And I think it's extremely important. It's the whole idea of a civilian trial is a trial that's focusing exclusively on very dry facts, and that is, did the defendant do the physical acts of which he's been accused and with the criminal intent that is required by law? And that's the only issue that we should be looking at trial, not whether there's some radical Islamic war on America. And that's where lawyers, I think, can play a real role in reminding everyone that we need to lower the emotions here.
Robert Precht is the Assistant Dean of Public Service at the University of Michigan Law School.